AircheckDownloads.com.
Yeah, I'm a big fan, a big Bazza fan. In the spring of 1976, that single, You See the Trouble with Me, got Barry White into the charts and gave him his eighth of 14 UK top 50 hits that he had during the 70s. By the time he was 16 years old, Barry White was actually a pretty serious criminal, and thankfully, he took the classic escape route via music. From choir boy to criminal to A&R man at Mustang Records, all within the space of a few frenetic years. He made many great records, but for me, the greatest of all, as any regular listener to this show knows, was the first, the last, my everything, and that particular one comes with me to that desert island, as does the original of this Whitfield Strong song, which was by Marvin Gaye. But for a change, here's a cover from 1978's Joe Cocker. Well, you're really on a hiding to nothing if you do a cover of one of the greatest classic songs of all rock and roll of all time. But Joe Cocker, if you're going to do it, make it that good. Joe Cocker was in Britain and Europe earlier this year in the summer for festivals and other outdoor events, and he was at a couple of bills with me and my band. But I'm sorry to say, we were either on different days at festivals or whatever, and didn't actually get to see them. But I heard from those who did that he was in sparkling form, and that's a relief, because old Joe has done a bit of damage to himself over a very long career in rock music. I reckon Linda Ronstadt has led a pretty clean life compared to old Joe. Can't say as though I know for sure. Don't know much about her personal habits as much as I'd like to. Here's her very good cover of You're No Good. Yeah, he was born and brought up in Beckenham on the London-Kent border. Peter Frampton, who you heard there, was a bona fide 60s heartthrob, according to my older sister and her mates anyway, when he was the guitarist and singer with The Herd. He went a little heavier than that, though, didn't he, when he formed Humble Pie a little later with Steve Marriott and the great rhythm section of Greg Ridley, Jerry Shirley. Back in Beckenham, Frampton was a schoolmate of David Bowie's. I'm In You, which you heard there, was a small hit single in 1977 for the solo Peter Frampton. Talking of his old schoolmate, he went on to scale some heights, though, didn't he? Yeah, Bowie's Diamond Dogs. You can email us with your thoughts and suggestions at steve.harley@bbc.co.uk. Oh, now, it takes all sorts. Barry White's music, with its lush strings and hushed vocals, is a long way from the throaty I Might Die Tonight attitude of Joe Cocker, whose own style is a country mile or three away from the cool country feel of Linda Ronstadt, then through Kentish lads like Frampton and Bowie, and finally tonight to an all-American singer-songwriter whose own life has survived a multitude of ups and downs. It's James Taylor. He went through alcoholism, heroin addiction as a young man, but today, thankfully, can still tour the world playing to good-sized audiences who get the benefit of his very funny personality, wit, and beautiful singing voice. Along with all that, he's revered by all guitarists I've ever discussed it with as a guitarist's guitarist. Well, as Joni put it, it's coming on Christmas, they're cutting down trees. Here's Don't Let Me Be Lonely Tonight from James Taylor. I'm Steve Harley. Good night.
AircheckDownloads.com.